Let me put it in my face.
Yes. All right. Hey, solid start to the pod. L, long time no see since I last saw you at our dear friend Laura and Josh's celebration for Reese, a Frozen themed party, and it was quite the show.
It was lit.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a sing-along.
Yeah.
They had the cast.
They came all the way from Arendelle.
The real life Olaf, who we agreed, the easiest job in show business.
At one point I wondered, maybe it's because I'm country, we have this thing called tipping cows, where supposedly if a cow is asleep, you can go kneel behind it and push it and it'll fall over. I was very tempted with Olaf, who at one point didn't move for at least 17 to 18 minutes.
But then you would have been the person, Auntie L, who ruined Reese's birthday party because you killed Olaf.
No!
Yes to some of the best sandwiches we've ever had. And listen, I know this show doesn't have a sponsor yet.
Yeah.
But it could.
It could, especially if Honey Baked Ham.
Hey, listen.
Let me just tell you, it's such a Laura Rutledge party to not only have the full cast, probably honestly from Arendelle, come and sing, but then also have, I mean, listen, little kid's birthday party, I'm doing grocery store pizza. I'm doing the barest of minimums, Goldfish crackers, like whatever. Peanut butter and bread, get after it. And then cupcakes. Leave it to her to have that like Pinterest food that you see. You know those things that you see like on
inspiration posts.
Yeah, where it's just like, yeah, garlic butter toasted ham sandwiches with crispy cheese eggs.
I had four of them. Now, while that food was delicious, and Lauren, Josh, seriously, thank you so much.
Thank you for the invite.
Had a fantastic time. We're going to talk about not just getting there, but also leaving the party. And that food was great. But I think, Elle, the food that impressed me the most was the food that just would appear, come out of nowhere. So I'm going to need Sarah, one of our wonderful producers. Sarah, can we hand Elle her purse? Elle disappears for but 5 seconds because little Aaron Donald was hungry.
Yeah, my baby son, 2.5-year-old. Sandy.
And here comes Elle with an entire pull out.
Anyone that has, first of all, just for some backstory, Gary and me go back a long
time.
We've
been friends 10 years.
But when I met Gary, I was, you know, childless, not
pre-mini me, pre-little Aaron
Living
Donald.
Living life, doing our thing. Being fast in the streets. So now he sees me in mother mode, not as often as he used to see me in not mother mode. And he was like, what is this?
I was taken aback.
Anybody that has kids knows about the snack bag. The snack bag with multiple options because kids change their mind by the minute on what they f-ing like.
Look at the options in there.
Yeah. You've got veggie chips, a chewy granola bar, a strawberry bar, not to be confused with the blueberry bar because Xander is allergic to strawberries.
And dairy.
But if his sister's having a bar, he would like to have a bar as well. So he needs to have his own specific ones. Not to mention vegan chocolate chip muffin. I hate myself so much.
Yo. And listen, I'm familiar with no love is better than a mother's love. Because my mom brought snacks. But back in our day, it was here's some raisins.
Yeah.
And here's some sliced apples.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
Oh, yeah.
You got
an entire. Yeah, processed all the way. Yeah, no, my kids.
You got an entire Whole Foods in that bag.
Yeah. My parents don't, my kids don't like what happens to fruit when it has aged. Like, so they'll see a fresh apple after 30 or 40 seconds when it's brown and scream.
Browning,
So we do lots of processed food. I'm all for it. It's easy to pack. It's delicious. It's healthy.
Hey, before we go on with the pot, can I get a mini muffin?
Yeah.
I would love.
Yo, these muffins are lit.
You told me about them, but then you didn't offer me one yesterday.
There you
so
go. There you go. A delicious vegan muffin for you.
Appreciate you.
There
Thank you.
There you go. You're welcome.
What should we talk about today?
I just also would like to note that for the first time in weeks, we can talk about the NFL and only and exclusively talk about Travis Kelce, the football player, and how big he was.
I don't know what direction we're going to go with that. I like going on the tangents.
No, I'm just saying, like, we can remind ourselves that it's Travis Kelce. We'll get into that later.
Oh, yeah.
But that he's just really good at football, almost single-handedly, on a bad ankle, willing his team to a win yesterday.
Six catches, 67 yards, and that touchdown. A bit of a heroic re-entry into the game. High ankle sprain, which has kept the likes of Saquon Barkley out. Jonathan Taylor, obviously, with the ankle injury. But here comes Travis Kelce, tweaked his ankle on that artificial turf. The Swifties have a new... Ah, dang it. I already brought her up. But the Swifties did tweet about like how their new arch nemesis is the artificial turf game.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, Travis Kelce, stud, and helping Patrick Mahomes beat the last team that he has yet to beat in his NFL career.
Yeah, he had of course beat 30 teams before yesterday. He can't beat himself.
Yep.
Although he could. I was going to say, I am a Broncos fan. I watch it every week. So he finally does that. He beats the Vikings. He's beat all the I'm sure he's the youngest to do it.
Yeah, before 30.
Yeah, before 30 years old to do it. So congratulations to the Chiefs. You weren't in too long, didn't watch. I just wanted to acknowledge the return of Travis Kelce, the football player.
We missed you.
Yeah, it's been great. You ready? After cries from jerks on the internet to get rid of him, Falcons quarterback Desmond Ridder has his best game as a Dirty Bird. Over 350 yards. Is it good riddance?
He heard you chirping. He was like, I'm going to show that
I
L.
Hope.
One of the many job duties of a general manager is having to fire a coach when it's time. Which is going to make it super weird when Bill Belichick has to fire himself. After getting shut out at home to the Saints.
Mac Jones has been pulled so much, his nickname could be the lawnmower.
That's pretty good. And since it's winter in New England, about time to put him away. So here's the thing. NFL Sundays, Chase usually closed on Sundays. Financial regulations and all. Jamar Chase, though, was always open. Made 3 deposits in the end zone in Arizona. First 3 scores of the season for him. Also 15 catches. New Bengals single game record. And the Bengals win.
Forget the skull clap. Grab a skull cap. Because at 1-4, the chances of making the playoffs are more than a mile long. They're an 8 mile long.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
You like it?
I do like that. Speaking of 8 mile, Nashawn Breedlove played Lotto.
Yeah.
Recently passed away.
Yeah.
And I'm on record as saying, I might find a tweet, give it to the crew. I think Lotto won that freestyle.
Did you?
Against, in the white beater and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then Eminem went a cappella.
Friends, this is, if you're new to the show, this is a ADD tour.
Oh yeah, my bad.
Okay.
F Lotto. I get the 7 digits from your mother for $1
Still
tomorrow.
On the detour.
My bad. Okay, I'm back on track. Can't quite figure out Jacksonville. They win and they lose. The Jags are on, then they're off. Jag on, jag off. Jag on, jag off.
Okay.
Jag back on.
Okay.
25-20 over Buffalo. We're going to need some fonts on that one. Jag off. Y'all, I'm spitting today.
Panthers rookie quarterback Bryce Young has a turnover issue. Of their 45 points off turnovers this year, 31 have come directly from a Young fumble or INT. 14 of those points against the Lions. Forever Young? Maybe one day, but for right now, Andy Dalton, you up?
Time to call in the Red Rifle. Yeah, we know Brock Purdy splits rent with a roommate out there in San Francisco, but he does get to live rent-free in Dallas's head. 4 more touchdowns, 10-0 as a starter, 42-10. The 49ers are rolling.
And now that we have established that, you know, Brock Purdy is real,
the truth,
that it's a great fit in that Shanahan offense, he is thriving. They are undoubtedly going to be the Super Bowl favorites at this point. We've got to retire punting Purdy.
Which is unfortunate.
Already we ran. And like, please don't get it twisted. I am the pun queen. My husband calls me Big Pun. I love puns. It's a big part of my DNA.
It's low-hanging fruit, but it's nutritious.
Easy. It's great. It's delicious. Yes, exactly. It's not particularly filling. You're going to need something else
definitely
quite soon, but it does the trick.
Get your ears perked up.
But this has got to stop. I'm like walking by all the TVs today and they all say, you know, pretty special.
That was the tipping point today?
Yeah, he's pretty good. And I've said all of these too, but I'm like, we can't, it like already has to, we have to move on. And I think we've got to move on to Brock. Like we have to start doing that now, you know, Brock and roll, that kind of thing.
It's Brocktober.
Yeah.
It's Brocktober.
Yeah.
He does.
Brock hard.
Brock hard.
I don't know why I keep doing this too. Hey,
cause you started with Brock on. He got the 49ers fans all Brocked up. Yeah. Hey, okay. But seriously, how easy is it to beat San Francisco? It's not. It's Brock hard.
No, what? Your setup was lacking. I like the Brock hard, but you should have gone, the innuendo is there.
Oh.
And since we're going low-hanging fruit anyway with puns, true. You should have gone, you know what I mean?
True, yeah, yeah.
I can't sleep when I think about this team on Brock
hard. Well, damn, we're going to have to get that checked out. That's kind of where I went with, you know, I'm Brocked up.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Give that man some broccoli.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I like that.
If you're at home going, broccoli is is cash.
And you know what's mad funny about this? This is a callback from a couple of years ago. If my first name, because Brock is obviously a pretty popular first name.
Yeah.
If my first name was Brock, do you know what my name would be? Broccoli. My middle name is Lee. Yo, can you imagine if my parents just completely missed that and the oversight and they named me Brock. It. Yeah, Snapchat used to have a filter you can turn your face into broccoli, and I used it and I was like, can you guys imagine if my broccoli. First name was Brock?
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious.
Oh man, so you think sometimes that's because I always question people who are incredibly intentional. You know what? Story time.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Boom! We don't have a graphic yet, but I'm ready.
Yeah, change the music, do all that, set the mood.
Yeah.
So in my former life, I'm doing hip-hop radio, right? And people would call in to win prizes, and I'm giving away some concert tickets to something, and, you know, you answer the phone, and you tape all of this just to give you a little BTS. This is all taped. They don't take any of these calls live because people are bananas.
Of course.
So you pick up the phone. You're the winner. Like, you're the 103rd winner, which, by the way, also, we don't count that either. We just literally just go, okay, this one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I don't do any of that. At least my radio station didn't. You just pick up a line.
I'm
we don't have 103 lines. You just kind of go, you cycle through a couple times, and then you're like, fine, hello?
Well, it makes perfect sense now.
So this lady wins, and, you know, we do the whole, you know, congratulations, like, you know, what's, like, what, you know, I'm Coco. I was like, great. And she's like, who? I said, what's your radio station that gives you what you want, you know, V103. So I'm like, cool, hold on. I run it. I go to get her information. I have to get her legal information so she can come up to the radio station and get her concert tickets.
Because you leave them up at the front.
Yeah, you leave them at the front at the desk. And I said, all right, sweetie, you said your name is Coco. What's your full name? She said, my full name is Coquethia. I said, all right. She spell it. She said, C-O-K-E-T-H-I-A. Cool. I said, what's your last name? And she just starts going, L. I was like, what? She was like, L, I don't want to say. I said, what is your last name? She was like, it's Kane. I said, wait, did you go by Coco Kane? She was like, yes. Her parents Yo. Named her Cocaine.
That's cocaine, dude.
Oh, I didn't what? Believe her, but she came up to get her tickets, like brought her at real ID. She's like, my name is Kokeithia Kane. Yeah, she, yeah. Shout out to Kokeithia if you're out there, girl.
She's definitely out there.
Yeah, if you're out there, girl, like I ride for you. She didn't want to tell me. I felt so bad. I was like, man. I like that she leaned in. She could have just gone by Keithia.
Yeah.
Right? Anything.
Yeah.
Thea.
Yeah.
But she decided to rock the Coco Kane.
Oh my gosh, Coco Kane.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Was she into the winter sports?
I don't know this woman. She called into my radio show.
You never saw her in person. So no. We don't know if she was black or white.
Okay. Gary, I'm going to assume.
Okay. But
calling into my radio hip hop show and her name was Kokeithia. I'm going to just go out on a limb here and assume she was of my race. Yes.
Well, I don't know. My name's Gary Streisky. Do you think you're going to see a Korean guy when you hear that name? I mean, damn. It would just be funny because, well, never mind. That's really good. But I'm upset that I'm 36 and I'm just now learning that you didn't wait like 102nd callers. SOL, 104th caller.
No.
Too slow.
No.
I called into a radio station, my home radio station, KS175 out there in Denver. It's the one time I got through, and my favorite rapper at the time was Nelly. Number one song was number one, and I requested it. And the DJ was like, DJ voice and everything. I thought I was on the air. I was like, man, I would love to put in a request. This is when you had to call in to request music.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I got you. I was next to the radio the rest of the day. He never played my song. I called and I requested and everything. And that's when I knew the dark secrets about the radio industry. They don't care.
The dark secrets.
They don't care.
I mean, it's not even
y'all
just
that.
Y'all
got a set playlist?
Yes. Yeah, there's a whole program, music director and program director that program all the music. We do not have liberty to just play whatever you want.
So requests are fake too?
No, you can time it up. Like, listen, people will call in and ask for a song that you are undoubtedly going to play. Like, people never really ask for B-side songs. So they're going to ask for, you know, whatever the popular song is. And you're going to go, great, let me get that. You're going to tape it. And then when you get ready to play that song, because you were going to play it anyway, you throw their voice on top of it. And it looks like a request fulfilled.
Well, my request was never fulfilled.
Well, he must have not liked your voice.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So speaking of names, we talked about something last week on the pod. I teased it. And so many of you have been waiting on bated breath to see what this revealing thing would be involving the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. Just a quick reminder of what I teased on Thursday. Just listen. It will all make sense on Monday when I present to you the case of what's his real name. So I mentioned Desmond Ridder, you know, did his thing. He defiantly F the critics. I'm going to pretend to be a decent quarterback
heard
now.
You chirping.
Yeah, just me. I'm the only one that's been chirping at Desmond Ridder. Let me tell you.
You're the only one with your own show chirping.
Okay, fair.
Boom.
He does really well. He has a good game. But what I wanted you guys to pay attention to was the running back. Mm-hmm. Robinson. And I say despite the fact that we have a hit song about the man.
We do have it. It's a
banger.
That,
by the way, people are discovering every day.
Correct. Jeremy Fowler walks into the SportsCenter studio every weekend listening to it.
I am so torn, Gary, because I don't actually know what his real name is.
Which is, again, news to me.
We have for years been calling him Bijan Robinson.
Yep.
The man has a mustard.
Yeah.
Bijan mustard.
Yep.
A play on Dijon.
100%.
A mustard.
Yeah.
We use that very pun in our hit song, The Bijan Bounce.
Yes.
It has been revealed.
Damn.
By his family, by his own family who named him, that his name is actually Bijan.
What?
Bijan? And here's where this gets really interesting. He calls himself Bijan.
Yeah, remixed his own name.
It's clear his family, I mean, his own mother, his grandmother, his grandfather who raised him.
Yeah.
They named him. They're the ones that taught him his name. And they're calling this man Bijan. And I don't know what to do in this situation. Mm-hmm. Do we go back and remix one of the greatest songs of all time? Bijan left.
Can't do that.
There's no ring to that.
You can't do that. What's the mustard industry going to do?
Have no idea. It will fall apart.
Yeah.
And I think we have, as a society, in many ways, just come to accept that we're saying people's names wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they've leaned in themselves. We've got so many examples. Did you know it's not Tyrod Taylor? Do you know what it is? It's Tyrod. That's what his mother calls him.
Damn.
But if you call him Tyrod, you sound like you don't know what you're talking about.
I messed that one up a time or two.
Did you know it's apparently Travis Kells?
Now you're lying. Not a shot.
So I thought this was just clickbait. I'm looking at our producer here. His father said that we were pronouncing his name the wrong way, right? Is that what this is?
It's Kells? You're tripping.
Doesn't Kelsey sound better?
So where's the course correct? When do we start? When do we be the change we want to see?
I don't know. Because you know what? They also feel a certain amount of... I see Alvin Kamara on this list. And Alvin Kamara, after his rookie year, rookie sensation in New Orleans, he's from Atlanta. He comes to do SportsCenter. This is back when people would still like come see us here in Bristol, pre-COVID, whatever. And he comes and he does like a morning SportsCenter with us. And I asked him, because everybody was going back and forth between Kamara and Kamara, right? Like a Camaro or a Kamara. And I said, how do you say your name, Alvin? He goes, oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, what do you think? And I was like, no. How does your mother say your name? What is your name? How do you say your name? He was like, well, it's Kamara. I was like a Camaro, right? He was like, yeah, that's what it is. But he has just sort of acquiesced to us saying it wrong. Joe Theismann? It used to be Theismann. It was Theismann, Gary. That doesn't have a ring to it. You see Broadway Joe Theismann?
Yeah, that one.
We've
just
accepted
just, yeah.
it. Tyrann yeah. Mathieu.
I mess that one up every single time.
Mathau, Mathau?
And the first name.
Tyrann.
It throws me for a pretzel. That's why I only call him the Honey Badger. And then I try to get cute today. And I was like, his fourth pick six for... And then I freaking froze.
I was
like, Tyrann Mathau. I try to get all sexy with Tyrann Mathau. It's like I had a hot potato in my mouth. I was like, Tyrann Mathau.
Hi.
Tyrann Mathau. And then we're in break and then Diesel comes over. And he's like, hey, we're going to need to do an audio fix. I was like, yep. Honey Badger, right? And he goes, yep. Like, however, since his LSU days, I've never been able to pronounce his name correctly. And listen, you're looking and talking to a guy whose last name is Streisky. I have never had my last name pronounced correctly. So I understand the importance of a name and the respect, actually, that you're supposed to give a name. But gosh, you hear it coming from so many different ways and so many different dialects and stuff that you put yourself in a brain pretzel.
Yeah.
But the Alvin Kamara thing was actually really helpful because I remember you telling me that Kamara story and I was like, I'm going to lock that one in.
Yeah, you have to put a device to it.
Yes.
Some type of like mnemonic device to it. It's like, oh, he's fast like a car, like a Camaro, you know? And that's because Gary gave you a little insight into like all of us just have names that just, there used to be a Bruins player and his name was Seth Griffith. And every time you say his name, it sounds like you have Seth a little Griffith. Bit of a lisp.
Yeah.
And he, like, I would be doing his highlight, you know, and it'd be like, Seth Griffith with the...
suffering sock attack.
But you're always taught, if you don't know the name, to just say it quick and confidently and get out.
Yep.
And I never do anything confidently. I always, you know, do it poorly. I will end up doing, if I don't know it, I will lean into what I think the country of origin is.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and I'll be like... Yeah. Lindowski. I'll try to do like a little like, so that way, if you're just like a basic American like me, you'll think maybe like, oh, maybe she knows some Russian or whatever. If you are like a Russian person, you'll be like, she just botched his name. But so I just like lean into the.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Into and just, the country of origin. Yeah. You assume.
Yeah, exactly. It. Like.
But the device in which you oftentimes need something to help. Perfect example. You and I were doing a sports center years ago. And this was when we used to have Miss Ogumike come in.
Chinee Ogumike.
It was Chinee. And it was sort of when she was just getting started. So people were getting to know, was it Chinee or was it Chinee?
Chinee, yeah.
And I was like, what is it? And she goes,
yeah.
Chinee.
Yeah.
Chinee.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Never, ever had an issue ever since. And I actually think I was on the Chinee side of things. But you needed something to like give you that memory recollection. It's like, oh, perfect. A little bit of a cheat there. Love it.
Yeah. There is so many people's names that we say wrong across all of pop culture. It's Rihanna. You know, what? It is. It's Rihanna. It's not Rihanna.
It's not Riri?
No, it's Rihanna. And
Rihanna?
It's Rihanna. And I remember this too, because when she was first starting, she did a radio drop for us back in the day. This is just when Ponda Replay had come out. And she's like, what's up? It's Rihanna. That's her name, Rihanna. It's Ariana Grande. Not Grande.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Gypsy Pony Girl. Not Grande. Not large. Grande. What? This is one I always say, and people look at me like I'm stupid, but I remember her saying this years ago. It's not Chrissy Teigen, who's married to John Legend. It's Teigen. But same thing. She was like, everyone just said it wrong, and it just kind of became my name, so I just went with it.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah. Now, this one threw
me. Oh, come on. Really? The next one?
What?
Adele?
Adele.
I'm going to tell you right now. I know Adele. Uh-huh. He lives in North Carolina, uh-huh. And he is my cousin. Okay?
Adele.
Yes. You are not speaking of the singer.
See, again, like if I was going to meet her, now that I know this, I would probably do something stupid like be like, hello, Adele. Like in a Cockney accent, I would just, hello, Adele.
Beautiful day, you know, isn't it?
Isn't it? I'm loving you.
Time out. You get some one-on-one time with Adele. And this is not outside the realm of like possibility that this has happened like recent, like soon for you. I don't know, the circles you run in, right? Are you going to be like, hey, what's up, Adele?
No.
Or are you going to be like, hey, lady?
No, I'm probably just going to say something like, I think you're so beautiful and amazing and great, which is what I said to Beyonce when I met her, like a nerd.
That's a pretty good line. Yeah, though.
I think you're so. She like floated in the room. I was like, you're an angel.
Damn. So you wouldn't even test her name?
No.
Even though you,
I'm gonna let her introduce herself. If you got a humble, that's how you know you meet real humble
if
celebrities.
If she says hi, I'm Adele.
Yeah, they introduce themselves, and you're like, of course I know who you are. But if they still introduce themselves, it's like, I see you. I appreciate you. Yeah. This one threw me when years ago she said this. Raven Simone. It's Raven Simonier.
You're not getting that from me.
I'm not ever going to call you Raven Simonier.
I'm like, that's so Raven, and that is just Raven.
Yeah, yeah. Did you watch those? Were you a...
I was just outside of that. Yeah. I think I would watch the shows before.
Yeah.
And then not stay for the...
Hannah Montana.
So Raven, yeah.
Alicia Silverstone, which I certainly was popular with. And Lindsay Lohan. Not Lohan. It's not Lindsay Lohan. It's Lindsay Lohan. It is. I, too, could be on this list, Gary.
L?
People mispronounce my name all the time.
Ellie?
Constantly.
Really?
Everyone thinks that my name is Ellie.
Really?
Oh, man. Like, it is so humbling.
That's better than eel, I guess. It's,
no, but there's no I.
Yeah.
And you feel so douchey when you, like, correct people. You're like, L like the magazine. It sounds lame. Or L like the supermodel. Yeah. Yeah, but then people just spell your name like L. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's E-L-L-E.
So they're just trying to do something with that extra E.
There's nothing more humbling than like, I was like hosting like a something for a charity. And person goes up to introduce me.
Oh no.
And she's like, she's my good friend.
Oh no.
She is such an ardent supporter of this incredible organization. Ladies and gentlemen, Ellie Duncan. I was like, ugh. And here's the thing. I am in such a conundrum. I never correct people.
Ever.
Because it's not even my real name. So I can't really get offended.
Wait, what? No, I'm just kidding.
I know that you know this. And so I just kind of am like, I'll just go with it. But it's very cringy. Like all the time. Like, Ellie, I'm a huge fan. And I am convinced it's because people watch my show on mute. We're really big at airports. We're really big at bars and restaurants, and they're watching it on mute. So they just see it and they're like, yeah, that's Ellie.
They're going to do something with the E. That's doing the most.
Yeah.
That's doing the most with a little. That thing is just there kicking it, like the W in my last name.
The Stryuski.
Yeah.
That's why, Gary, do you still go by Stryker? Is that still a thing that people call you?
No, that was only in Boston. And that's because people couldn't pronounce.
Stryuski.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stryuski. Yeah.
It's just Stryuski.
It's because they couldn't pronounce all of that stuff in the middle.
I actually think that for your name, it's quite phonetic. That's why I always say Stryuski. That's how I remember how to spell it.
Correct. Stryuski.
Yeah.
If you drop the W, that's why the W is the only thing that is silent, but it is phonetic at that point.
Yeah. We've reached the point of the podcast where we're like, how do we dismount?
Yes.
This is the hardest part of any good show, by the way, guys. Like, you're having a good show and things are flowing, and then the ideas stop coming, the jokes dry up, and you're like, how do we get out? And it's very similar to the conundrum we found ourselves at that aforementioned Laura Rutledge party yesterday, where we got to asking each other, how do you get away when you want someone, A, to leave your
Correct.
House or to leave someone's house? And my go-to, if people are at my house and I would like for them to leave, is to go, so, what are you guys getting into tonight? You know, insinuating whatever it is isn't here.
It's not happening here.
No, you need to go.
And like I mentioned, I think I am the king on picking up social cues.
Okay.
Because the last thing I'm doing is overstaying a welcome. And this is not to say we wanted to escape the party, but there's so much happening that's like, I don't want to be a factor in any of the prolonging of giving them their home back, their sanctity back, their peace back, their quiet back. So if I got to be the first one, if I got to break the seal on leaving, that's me.
Yeah.
If I got to be the first one to make a scene leaving, to be like, hey, I'm leaving, so the other people get the hint.
Yeah.
Hey, it's about that time. I'll be that guy.
Yeah.
If you came up to the group and was like, hey, what y'all about to do tonight? I don't know, but we're about to figure it out. Bye.
And we're going
to
go.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm not overstaying a welcome.
I think that it's really good that you mentioned that you will be the sacrifice.
Have to.
Someone's got to be the sacrificial lamb and like go ahead and uncork that plug. And I've looked at my mom a couple times before and been like, it's going to have to be you. You're going to have to be the one that makes it, start cleaning up around people, make a production.
And then circle back. She leaves, but then she just comes.
And then she can come back or she can just go. Yep. You know, they always want to go.
Yep.
But yeah, you're right. Like, we don't want to leave the party, but there's a happy medium between being the first person out the door and lingering.
Yes.
And you don't want to linger.
Don't want to linger.
Ew.
Don't want to linger. So after we had that conversation with, of course, Josh, who was there, his home, you ended up leaving.
Yeah, I left. And of course, I get into the car.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I get into the car, my kids said, Mommy, where are the snacks? The snack bag I had left in their house.
Did you really?
And I said,
you had to reload?
I said, well, we already left him, kids, because they start losing it. They start berating me for being such a moron. I could leave the snack bag, so I had to go back and get it.
Another
couple of minutes to say goodbye to more people that were in the kitchen. Had to go back for the snacks.
Holy smokes. And then after all of that,
we
ended up being the last people to leave.
100%.
We were the ones.
Exactly.
That was it. So you could either do that, keep it prolonged, or you could just be like, bye.